Here are some of the takeaways from this budget. This budget, we have made another $325 million in spending cuts. Total spending cuts since 2007 now reached $8.3 billion. We have increased the rainy day fund this year to 6%. Why? Because even though we've been able to apply a balanced approach here in Maryland, our national politics is still struggling with restoring that balanced approach in our nation's capital. And in acknowledgement of that, we are increasing the rainy day fund by a percentage. Cash reserves will total $1.1 billion. So that's the reason for doing that is a safeguard against, you know, the hari-kari Congress down the street and what they might do to our economy because of ideology. We are reducing the structural deficit by another $318 million, which puts us on the verge of finally closing the structural deficits, deficits driven by our own bad decisions in locking in increased investments while at the same time, you know, reducing revenues, but also the effects of the recession. So we are 91% of the structural gap. You know, we're 91% of the way there. We are on the verge to closing the structural deficit, and will in we hope the short-term future ahead. And once again, for the seventh time in a row, we have submitted a budget that's actually below the spending affordability guidelines. So, in conclusion, this is a jobs budget. There are 43,000 jobs supported just by the capital investments that we're making in this budget. That's before you even get to Thornton and the teaching jobs that are supported by that. We'll also be increasing the police aid formula. Mayor Davis will be increasing the police aid investment that we make for public safety this year. This jobs budget makes the largest investment we've ever made in public education, which, along with affordable college, more affordable college, is the most important long-term economic investment we make in expanding opportunity. And this is a jobs budget that makes responsible choices to protect our AAA bond rating, which also improves investor confidence in Maryland. So that's who we are and what we do in a state where we believe in a balanced approach to progress and where we understand that there is no progress without fiscal responsibility. And be glad to answer any questions.
Governor, what revenue changes or tax changes are you proposing in this budget?
None in this budget is submitted.
It comes later.
Pardon?
It comes later.
None on this budget is submitted. There will be discussions about the fact that we have a chronic, we suffer as a state from our chronic underinvestment in transportation. And I've had conversations with the Senate president about how we address that. I think he has some ideas. I offered my ideas last term, and that still remains a problem, but related to the transportation investments. But the general fund budget here, no changes on revenues.